Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on the 19th day of January, and I love to pray you through the Bible. We're going through the book of Micah, a minor prophet in the Old Testament, and it's my privilege to be able to pray for you. This is Reader Month, and so today I'm reading an email from Jenny, and she says, I found your Pray Every Day about 2 months ago. I cannot thank you enough for the peace your voice has given me as you read and pray through the scriptures. I will share your podcast, Facebook, and every other option to all who need to start their day with a kind word of hope from the scripture. Thank you, thank you. Jenny, thank you. That really blesses me. And it's so cool to know that this podcast is growing because of you guys. I've done nothing other than create the podcast. And so far, the podcast has been downloaded over 500,000 times. And that is the Lord's doing, and it's your doing. So thank you ahead of time for those who are doing that. Today, we are reading Micah 4, verses 6 through 10 in the NLT, New Living Translation. And it says this. In that coming day, says the Lord, I will gather together those who are lame, those who have been exiles, and those whom I have filled with grief. Those who are weak will survive as a remnant. Those who are exiles will become a strong nation. Then I, the Lord, will rule from Jerusalem as their king forever. As for you, Jerusalem, the citadel of God's people, your royal might and power will come back to you again. The kingship will be restored to my precious Jerusalem. But why are you now screaming in terror? Have you no king to lead you? Have your wise people all died? Pain has gripped you like a woman in childbirth. Writhe and groan like a woman in labor, you people of Jerusalem. For now you must leave the city to live in the open country. You will soon be sent in exile to distant Babylon, but the Lord will rescue you there. He will redeem you from the grip of your enemies. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, there is promise in the midst of the pain. And Lord, some people listening today are in the midst of pain. They are feeling like a woman gripped by childbirth, screaming in terror. Lord, there are people in pain who are listening. There are people who have prayed prayers for years and have not seen answers or movement. And so, Lord, I dare to pray for encouragement. I dare to pray for favor. I dare to pray for breakthrough. Lord, would you bring breakthrough into their lives? Through the midst of their pain, would you be present? The psalmist says, the nearness of God is my good, and we know that we need your nearness to feel your presence, to be with you, even in the midst of our suffering. And Lord, I know that the most I've grown in my relationship with you has come through suffering, and I don't know the paradox of that and why. But for those who are suffering today, I pray you give them holy perseverance and that they would understand and know that you are with them even right now, even as they cannot see their way through. Lord, we're beginning a new year right now, and we're making all sorts of promises, and we're trying to ask your spirit to help us and all of that. But what we really need is your presence. We really need to know that you see us. We need to know that your eye is on us. And even as the prophet Micah was talking about being exiled and that their inevitability of the nation of Israel was to go into exile, to leave their beautiful Jerusalem and go to a land not their own. Even in the middle of that, you talk about that there is hope and that there will be a king that rules forever from Jerusalem, the citadel of God's people, that your royal might and power will come back to Israel again. The kingship will be restored to my precious Jerusalem, you said. And Jesus, that's you. You are the king that came back to Jerusalem. I think about the hosannas that were said and the palm leaves laid before, seated on a donkey. You came back to Jerusalem as the king who would never end, who the scepter will not pass from Judah. You will be the king who never dies, because you did die, but then you came back to life and you sit at the right hand of the throne of God and you intercede for us right now, never to die again. You are our living Savior, the resurrected one. And because of that, we choose today, in the midst of the mire and the muck, we choose to have faith and hope and joy, because you live forevermore. forevermore. I praise you and thank you for all you are and who you are to me. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so grateful for you. If you're a writer and you want to write your story, I get this question a lot. I get a lot of emails from people who are like, I just feel like God's telling me to write my story down. And it may not be for like some grand purpose other than to have it written down for your kids, your grandkids. I do have an intensive coming up. You can go to booklaunchmentor.com/intensive. And this one will be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And it's a week long of every single thing I know about researching, writing, editing, preparing, promoting a book, and the book of your heart. And so if you have that dream and God's been bothering you about it and has been poking you about it and he's had other people send you messages and say to you that you need to do it, I would encourage you to come join me. You can come from anywhere in the world, and it's in Rockwall, Texas, which is a really pretty place where I live, and it's on a lake, so very pretty. And the dates for that are April 20th through the 24th. So consider it and have a great day.